speaking of things on the roads and things as you drive along the roads or try and park your car, very interesting column in the Irish Examiner this morning by Michael Moynihan, who talks about the issue of vigilante photo taking to expose, I suppose, bad behaviour and even worse parking in our towns and villages across the country. Michael, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Jerry, great to be here.
Listen, you've been doing a bit of research into this and we're seeing, obviously with the advent of social media, we're seeing an increase in people who are they calling out? Are they exposing? Is it vigilantism? They're taking pictures of bad behaviour, specifically bad parking, and posting it online.
Yeah, there's a specific account, parking, and then a word that rhymes with banker, but I obviously won't say it because we don't want to end up before any commission the man hearings or anything. In short, this is a person in England who obviously goes to car parks, sees people parking really badly, takes photographs and films them, but also puts an official looking yellow sticker on the car. And then when the person comes back, they try to remove the sticker. It's obviously designed to be really hard to remove, so they could waste 10 or 15 minutes trying to pull it off. And the obvious point is, you know, if they had parked properly to begin with, then they wouldn't have wasted that time getting the sticker off. I'm not an advocate of vigilantism per se, but I think that approach sums up what a lot of people would feel. They're really annoyed by parking. You don't want to confront somebody because someone who parked badly is, you know, liable to do anything. But it's nice in some ways to see somebody taking a little bit of appropriate retribution.
And this obviously has no force in law, but to think that somebody went to the trouble of making up these stickers, one of them penalty charge notice, you parked like a banker.
Yeah, which you can buy online, by the way, and I'm extremely tempted to buy about 100 of them.
There's clearly a market for it. There's a market for the anger that people have out there when they see terrible parking.
Yeah, and I think most of us would acknowledge in our pasts we have maybe been guilty of it occasionally, but you would like to think that it was in an extreme situation. What really, I think, annoys people is to see others kind of habitually beaching their cars in a really inconvenient way. And that's a serious enough issue. A few weeks ago, we had Make Way Day when the Disability Federation of Ireland tries to publicise, you know, cars that are parked in a really awkward way for people with disabilities. For if you're pushing a pram, it's very dangerous. You might have to go out on the road, etc. And they made a very good point. You know, most people, if they're confronted with their behaviour, say, look, I wasn't thinking, or that was a mistake. I will certainly try to amend my behaviour in future. You're not trying to shame people unnecessarily. But we all know there are particular people who just seem to delight in being ignorant and selfish in the way they park.
Yeah, and that is part of it. In London, it's gone to another level, Michael. There's a pavement or a sidewalk vigilante. Is that right?
Yes, this as my family would no doubt attest, this is a particular bugbear of mine to be walking in our streets, towns and villages. You're walking down the street and someone comes to a sudden halt in front of you because they're on their phone, or they're coming towards you and they veer into you because they're consulting something of incredible importance on TikTok or Instagram or whatever you're having your like. Are they maybe pulling something, a bag or a trolley behind them, and they swing in front of you? And I would find this, I know I sound like the world's angriest man, but I would find this really frustrating. But there's a chap in New York who actually evaluates people. He films them and grades them for kind of direct walking, for sticking to their path, for not veering into people. And he has said the obvious. Don't get time of wandering around. If you're a tourist, for instance, when you're on holidays, you're, you know, taking in the sights, you're looking in windows of shops, etc. You're admiring, you know, the architecture. But there are people also who are trying to go to work, who are trying to do their own shopping, and it can be quite frustrating for them. By the way, you know, for the benefit of your listeners, I'm actually quite normal and approachable in real life. Don't think I evaluate everybody on these criteria, which I don't.
Where does this leave all the clampers, Michael, out there, and the traffic wardens that we have across the country? Are they not doing their job, or are they simply overwhelmed by the level of bad parking that's going on?
Well, it's surprising. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. A couple of weeks ago at the Munster Senior Hurling Final, I was strolling down my parking heave, and there were cars, you know, in really dangerous positions. And I didn't understand why there weren't guards or traffic wardens out, you know, just basically ticketing every car which was, you know, beached across a green space. However, you have to say, you know, even though enforcement is necessary, it is really up to people to have some consideration for others. You can't really rely on the authorities to enforce everything. And you must, I know it's a losing game and a losing proposition, but you must rely on people to some extent to have some cognizance of their fellow citizens and to maybe show some consideration for them. And unfortunately, as we all know, people just won't do that.
If they can get away with it, they'll do it. I'm busy, I'm in a rush. What's your problem? I'm just going to throw it here for a few minutes, or I need to get to the game. I can't find parking. I'm going to fire it in here and see how we get on. That kind of tends to be the attitude, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think what you isolated there is key. It's kind of, look, I'm in a rush and I'm only going to be a few minutes. And you have to say, sorry, I didn't realise the entire world was, you know, arranged for your benefit, you know, that we're all just kind of, you know, you're the main character, as the kids say.
You're the star. The main character. Everyone else is an extra. You're the star.
We're all serving your narrative. I just think this parking banker guy, for want of a better word, is striking a good balance between, you know, not losing your temper and smashing every window in the car, and yet also not just walking past, simmering away and raising your own blood pressure because of what someone else has done.
You can see the benefits of from that point of view. You send the message in a non-aggressive way, put the sticker on. It's quite hard to get the sticker off as well. So the person will remember that, all right, next time maybe I won't do that. That's the thing. Michael, you've started things off, Kerry. You're not the only one, I want you to know, who has views like this. Because a listener has said, morning jury, bad parking, camper vans, jury, like mushrooms in a field, overnight they've appeared, taking up valuable parking spaces, blocking views, holding up traffic in seaside towns. Tourist tax seems to be popular at the minute. I think we should charge these lands $2,000 when they enter a county. I'd like to hear what your listeners think. There you go.
But
$2,000 for a camper van.
You know, well, I think people are entitled to ask how come someone can actually, you know, live in a car in a parking space for a while. I think $2,000 might be a bit excessive. But I do think that venting about it and actually kind of finding some outlet is better for people. I'm not sure if you can change these people's behaviour, but certainly for your benefit, instead of saying, you know, simmering with frustration, look at this person. I mean, I went out this morning, there was a person parked right behind me, dropping their child off at a school, and I could barely get out. Yet there was actually space to park with three camper vans 50 yards away. And you are kind of saying to yourself, you know, the world doesn't exist for you. Could you not just, you know, park 20 yards away? You know,
Isn't that half the problem, or is it a uniquely Irish thing, or maybe it's a global thing? We just see it here through our own eyes at what's in front of us on the streets and the roads. That we tend to have a fear of walking when it comes to parking our cars. We want to drive, like if you could drive into the shop, people would drive into the shop and up and down the aisles. They say, oh geez, that's miles away. And it's only a brisk 5-minute walk, but there's a terror. So you have to try and land it in the door, the shop. And that's why half the problem exists. People don't even, there might be a perfectly serviceable car park, 5 minutes walk away, and people are, no, I can't be walking. I'm driving in my car. That's part of the attitude, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I, to be honest, I know there are people who do not have obvious disabilities who need to park close to facilities and events and shops, etc. We're not talking about those people. But the sheer self-entitled attitude of people, as you say, I'm fond of saying they drive actually into the school and into the classroom to let the child walk to the
desk. If they could.
And it is, I'm not sure if it's an attitude of, well, I have a car, so I'm entitled to use it to its fullest extent, and that means I can park absolutely anywhere. But certainly the convenience factor amazes me. I mean, parking Kyiv is a good example of that. You know, I know there are people for whom a 15-minute stroll is a tall order for various reasons, but you know, there are thousands of people going to games who are well able to walk for 20 minutes, for half an hour. They're well able to stand up in the pub for 2 hours beforehand and lower drinks, so I'm not sure why they can't park 20 minutes away and walk.
Well, that's the thing. Well, this is the thing. No, listen, the news is obviously Cork and Kerry are playing in Croke Park on Saturday. Michael, at one stage, for one moment of terror, it looked like Cork were going to be playing Kerry when they came out of the draw on Monday morning, but they couldn't because they've already played. So Cork and Kerry fans will be heading up. Pride is taking place in Dublin from 12:30 until about 3 o'clock or so. The streets are going to be jammed. There'll be no cars allowed into Dublin city centre. There probably isn't anyway. The Lewises won't be running in the city centre. So for anyone, any Cork fan driving and trying to get in around Croke Park, they need to be aware of this, don't they? And Kerry fans, and not have that sense of entitlement to drive up Jones's Road and fire the car up outside the Croke Park Hotel on the pavement and think they'll get away with it.
Absolutely, and I suppose the one thing is people are well forewarned so they can make plans. I can share one of the great tricks a friend of mine had. He stayed once in the Croke Park Hotel, held on to his key card, and for years afterwards would drive up to the barrier by Gill's Pub and say, "Sorry, no. There, Gard, I'm a resident," and he'd park across the road from the from. So if anyone wants to try that, you're welcome to. But I can't guarantee that it'll still work.
Oh my God, give people an inch, give Irish people an inch and they will take a mile is the lesson from that story, I think. Michael, brilliant stuff, great column. Yeah, go on.
No, I'm just saying, look, thanks very much, but you know, I'll be in Kerry a lot myself in the next couple of weeks, so I'll be evaluating the parking as I go, but feel free to approach me, don't bite.
If we see the stickers, they'll be in red and white, we'll know who it is, that's for sure. Michael, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million. That's Michael Moynihan there, the Irish Examiner, columnist and author. Written a number of brilliant books as well. You should check him out online as well. And he's written that piece about sidewalk vigilantes, pavement vigilantes and parking vigilantes. Do we need more of it here in Kerry? The sticker is telling you you've parked like a banker and to cop yourself on. I'd love to hear your view.